But a miller is a type of...
Well, you wouldn't call it a butterfly, but it's a fly, an insect, and they're dirty, you know, and they get in the house, and, and they get in your curtains, and fly around your lights, and they're a dirty flying insect.
Would the word M-O-T-H?
Moth. Yeah, they're a type of a moth. And so are the ones that make, you know, which ones come from cutworms and grubs and grubworms and armyworms are all moths.
What, do you have any chiggers in this area?
Yeah, down the river you have chiggers. And you have to be careful if you go down there and like if you have a picnic and set in the grass or something, you'll get chiggers. Mm. In fact, we have a person around here that got burned real bad because he come home, he had chiggers, and he wiped himself off with kerosene, and he was in front of an open stove, and it caught him on fire, and he got burned real bad.
How about ticks?
Ticks. We have a few ticks around here, but the dogs, cats once in a while pick up ticks.
Are they the kind that you can get the disease from?
No. You have to, the Rocky Mountain tick is up in the mountains.
Okay. What's that disease called?
Rocky Mountain fever, I think.
Okay. Now, a couple other insects I was wondering about. One is one that in late in the evening and its rear end kind of lights up.
Oh, lightning bugs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Once in a while we see fireflies or lightning bugs, but not too often. But we was up down there on the porch one day and across the street we saw the lightning bug.
And around, maybe around riverbanks or ponds, you might see these. They're green colored, and they have two sets of wings.
Dragonflies?
Yeah.
We have a few of those, huh? Not up here. We don't see too many. One time, we were having a teacher's picnic up to school, and there was a whole swarm of those came in. And, you know, like down the river, you see one or two, but you don't see swarmed up. But it just almost blackened the area when these came in. And they didn't stay. They went right on.
You mentioned pheasants. And what other kind of birds do you see around this area?
Oh, we have meadowlarks and turtle doves. And we have a lot of robin anymore. It used to be the robins came migrating in the spring, but they went on. But since we have irrigation, there's robins here all summer, and there's some stay all winter. And we don't have near as many meadowlarks up here as we used to have. And we have lark bunnings and red-winged blackbirds. And in fact, lark bunnings, when I was a kid in grade school, they had the grade school pick the state bird. And we wanted the meadowlarks so bad because we had so many of them. But anymore, we don't have many meadowlarks here, but you do out in the country. And we used to find their nests, and we'd mark a little stake, you know, and sneak up, see how the birds were doing. And nobody ever killed any meadowlarks, but we just loved them.
Mm. How, do you have a bird that will peck on wood?
Woodpeckers. We have a few, and we have I can't think of the name of them. Now, and then we have the bird not the starling, that's so much of a nuisance. I thought they were starling, but I think they're called grackles.
Grackles.
And they're a black bird that... Got kind of, there's the shiny black that a lot of times it almost have a greenish cast to them also. And I saw times that they just fill a tree and they just mess all over everything. In fact, one time, I don't know if it was last fall or the year before, they were just filling trees around here and had just had a tree out back there that was just black, and I shot with the shotgun. And I had a plug in the shotgun. I shot three shots and I picked up 27.
With three shots.
With three shots, yeah, 27.
What kind of woodpeckers are they? Do you know? Are there different kinds?
Yeah, there's different kinds, and the kind we got here, I can't think of the name of them right now. Once in a while, you see a red-headed woodpecker, but not very often. But these are called something else.
Do you ever call them flickers?
Flickers. That's what it is. Okay. Flickers. Yeah. And we have quite a few of them.